This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us again. This is your host, Stephanie, with you.
And Guard.
And Brett.
And, of course, we are filling in for Mark and Ian, who will be back on Monday there at a talk radio convention, schmoozing with all the big wigs, rubbing elbows, and all that important stuff. And I think they're also visiting Libertopia, which is happening this weekend as well. So we will look forward to hearing the update from them when they return. And I need to let you know about HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. And you can also go to HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. That is, of course, our website, FreeTalkLive.com. And this is the show about your calls. The phones are loaded up, so I think I'll probably refrain from giving out the phone number as of this moment. But, gentlemen, we were talking before the break with Vicky, and she was kind of wondering, in a society with no government, which is, of course, what we've been discussing tonight, what would prevent sort of gangs from overrunning things? And she kind of cited these third world countries. The first thing that I thought of when I heard her call was that, you know, in some cases, some of these third world countries, they're run by these dictators, right? And so, you know, they can't allocate resources to the people, as they say. And so, you know, the people still have wants for things. And so some things are available on the black market, like, mm-hmm. like, you know, TV or internet in Cuba. That's what I'm thinking of. And so, you know, anything that's criminalized tends to go onto the black market, creates a lot of crime. What do you gentlemen think about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I just think that the most important thing with this issue, and of course, absolutely right, we see that foreign, we see that domestic, we mm-hmm. see that in America, we see that in Africa for sure. But money is taken from force, money is taken by force, moved around by bureaucrats. The worst kinds of people in the world are going to gravitate towards that, mm-hmm. foreign or domestic. They're going to say, wow, that's a lot of money that was taken by force, being managed by irresponsible people with no incentives to make sure it's needs to get to this place or that place, and they're going to jump right in and grab it. That's usually what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if you look at the warlord situation, it was funny. We were talking off the air, everybody, about the Phil Hartman Saturday Night Live skit about Somalia and the warlords when he was in McDonald's. He was supposedly going jogging, and he's ripping off food from everybody's plates like it's the warlords intercepting the food aid. But the context in which Vicky's question appears is partially tied, it's partially a theoretical question, of course, trying to investigate the root of the theory of what would happen if you had a stateless society. Would it tend to aggregate towards these agglomerations of power and guns and things like that?
Or violence versus free trade, which is really
exactly.
like one of the bases of a free society. It's voluntary
right.
relationships between people.
Yeah, and part of the problem is it's difficult to see it without looking through the prism, the anti-Panglossian prism, view of what we have today, as Brett brought up before the break. And, you know, these areas have been funneled with weapons from various states. They're continued to be messed around with by the various states. But what's interesting is there have been some terrific, if you go to Reason Magazine's website, Reason.org, the Reason Foundation did some terrific studies on Somalia when there was no government there.
Mm-hmm.
And the people were prospering. They were doing very well.
Yeah, cell phones sprang up right in the midst of
yes,
this kind of war-torn.
In the midst of all this craziness, you get a system that starts to rise up. Now, there are a lot of forces from outside of Somalia trying to mess with who wins Somalia. Mm-hmm. But the people themselves and the free traders were actually making what is important happen. They were making new businesses. They were bringing in new products. They were doing new things. They were establishing an order there themselves, which we always do.
They had no one who was demanding, pay me this much money and fill out these forms, and we're going to have to inspect you before you can open up your business. No, they just did it.
Right, right, exactly.
So actually, you know, we're talking about liberty here tonight, right? We're talking about freedom, voluntary associations, and relationships among people that are totally consensual. And I believe we have Blake on the lines in Virginia who wants to talk about the Free State Project. We spoke a little bit about the Free State Project before. It's a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving people to move to one state, and that's New Hampshire, and do their creative activism in order to get a free society in our lifetime. So, Blake, what did you have to say? What were your thoughts about the Free State Project?
Well, I talked to Muhammad, and he didn't really get to say a whole lot about it.
Are you talking about Muhammad is a guy who lives in New Hampshire, but he's riding his bike across the U.S. on a project called the Liberty Tour, I believe, and he's talking to people and promoting the Free State Project. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So you met Muhammad and you had a conversation with him?
Yes. He stayed at our house and We were you know, asking him a lot of questions and we were just wondering if y'all could go more in depth with this.
Absolutely. And Blake, thank you so much for the call. We will try to expound on that a little bit. So, gentlemen, what do you think about the Free State Project? Gardner, I know you've grown up here in New Hampshire. You're not a Free State Project participant, right? Because you already lived here.
Yeah, true. Am I the only one? Both you came from outside the state, correct?
Sort of. I grew up in New Hampshire as well. I wasn't born here, and I didn't live here for a long time.
Right. So you're sort of more like me, in a way. I mean, I grew up here, and then I went out to California for a little bit in Vancouver. But yeah, I think it's just terrific. I think the goals of the Free State Project, those of you who are listening on a Saturday night, there are a lot more listeners and so on. If you haven't heard, maybe you've not come across Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is the product of two very creative guys, Mark and Ian, who started up the radio program. They are Free State Project members. And the Free State Project is a group of liberty-minded people who wanted to try to move somewhere where they could go someplace where it was a fairly small government, not as intrusive as in some of the other states, and live amongst other people and try to work towards a freer society.
Yeah, and concentrate the people.
Exactly, their creative powers and so on, yes.
The kind of idea is that, you know, Mormons in Utah or sort of hippies or socialists in Vermont, you know, have had a huge effect on the local culture and the way that things are in certain places. And so the idea is to bring people to an area where there's already sort of a strong libertarian sentiment, right? Like the state motto, so-called, is live free or die here in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of a quote that says, live free or die, for death is not the worst of all evils.
Now, I happen to think, absolutely. And I happen to think that the term free state is obviously
an oxymoron.
Complete oxymoron.
Yeah, there have been some people who want to call it the No State Project, and I actually like that idea, but they were branded as they are, the Free State Project.
That's okay. And for those people who aren't, you know, voluntarists like us, maybe they're more they just haven't been convinced by some of the arguments. They'd like to look into it further. There is a place for you in the Free State Project, too. There are a lot of people who go to get involved with the state house politics and try to resist the growth of government, try to pare things down, and they're very welcome within the Free State Project. There are other people who are a total anti-government people and like us, and they work in a philosophical way. They'll argue, they'll do their podcasts like we do on our websites, or they'll get involved
spreading the ideas of freedom.
Yeah, they'll become activists. Like Keen is the Center for Activism in New Hampshire. So there are places for all of you, and Free State Project is just a great, great place to meet kindred spirits.
Yeah, about the name, I mean, I kind of look at it as like a state of mind, right? You're in a free state. You're in a free state of mind.
Yeah.
I like to think of it that way, even though maybe that's not how it was intended.
Well, and it's practical, too, because, you know, and I usually don't come at things from the pragmatism angle, but it's practical, too, because it casts it has a large tent, right? So people who are just getting interested in these ideas can come here, and they can see the different stages towards, like, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but what I would call complete political consistency,
yes.
which we would say is voluntarism.
Yeah.
So people can, you know, come in and try out their minarchism, and I think eventually they'll learn more about voluntarism and hopefully get there. But
they'll evolve their own personal views.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, this is Free Talk Live. Feel free to give us a call. Although the phones are loaded up, you can call us at 1-800-259-9231. We look forward to hearing your thoughts. Free Talk Live, we will return.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Stephanie here with you.
And Guard.
And Brett.
And we're launching into another segment. The phone lines are just loaded up, and we thank all of our wonderful listeners for calling in and sharing their thoughts with us tonight. I think we're going to take some calls and not even bother to give out the number because it's kind of late in the show. Amp lines take priority. This is, I believe, Brett from copblock.org on the amp lines with us. Brett, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to ask about, I had some questions about education.
Okay, and what were those questions?
Well, I was having a conversation with some people about public schools the other day, and I just, you know, when I found out Brett was going to be on, I thought maybe it would be a good time to call in about it.
Absolutely.
You know,
Brett from School Sucks, by the way, if anyone's just tuning in, Brett has a podcast called School Sucks. You can check him out, schoolsucksproject.com, right?
Absolutely. Brett, big fan of your work, by the way, at CopBlock.
Thank you.
And CopBlock is a pro-police accountability website, right?
Yes, yeah, pro-police accountability.
Excellent. So continue on, Brett. I'm sorry I interrupted
okay.
you.
Oh, that's fine. You know, they were talking about, well, started with, you know, a couple people I was talking to, and they were, you know, they started the conversation with, you know, couldn't figure out why people wanted to get rid of public schools. You know, they thought people that wanted to get rid of public education, you know, was basically out of their mind. You know, they couldn't figure it out. You know, I tried to tell them, you know, about how, you know, how much it costs, you know, just for one student a year there, you know, about how you're forced to pay for it, you know. Why would you want to turn your child's mind over to the government and everything? You know, one of the guys saying, you know, no, I don't want to do that. You know, I teach my kids don't join the military, but, you know, he's all fine with, you know, if something bad's happening, you call the police, you know, public school is okay. You know, and I'm trying to tell him, yeah, you know, the homeschooling, I tried to tell him, you know, homeschooling was a better way to go. You know, it's a lot cheaper, you know, and if you want to see the differences, I was like, just watch the National Spelling Bee every year. You know, you can sit there every year and watch the homeschool kids just clean up that thing every year.
And how unfortunate that you were talking about the money aspect, right? But how unfortunate
right.
that if you homeschool a child or if you have no children or anything like that, you're still forced to pay for the public school system, usually via property
right.
taxes.
So, if you want to keep your house.
If you want to keep your house, right. So
yeah.
Brett in the studio, did you have any thoughts about that? What do you think Brett should tell this person?
Well, Brett, just as a general approach, I really suggest, you know, asking people questions and really, you know, listening to what you're getting from people and then trying to present questions. And, you know, you can usually find a way to, I mean, if you're patient and if you're calm, which isn't always the easiest thing to do, but when you're having a conversation with somebody who supports the government education system, you know, they want to start from a position of virtue. Right. Whenever we're arguing with anybody about any aspect of government, the first thing that they want to come at you with is, well, you're this crazy anarchist, voluntarist, utopian guy, because the things that you're arguing against are good. You know, this is virtuous. This is actually not a bad thing. Then it might be okay to introduce some facts and ask them some questions that they can't answer about why and how it's good. And then you will immediately, you can see this over and over again, you will see them retreat to a position of, okay, fine, not good, but necessary. But necessary. So they switch from an argument of principle to an argument of pragmatism. And it's not switching, it's retreating. Right. And if you can show them that there would be other ways to educate people besides cramming 1,000 unwilling participants into a concrete building every day and telling them what to learn and when they're good and when they're bad, which is not education at all. It's, you know, basically glorified animal training that goes on in those buildings. Then they might even just retreat to this last-ditch effort position. Well, it is what it is. It's there. That's the system, man. And I had somebody back all the way into the – if you could imagine a more icy-cold, pragmatic argument than this one. After I went through the history of the system, the true intentions of the system, how the system came here from Prussia, it had nothing to do with education. It was about inculcating obedience, conformity, and really political and social apathy into people to get them ready to be tax livestock and compliant employees and foot soldiers. Their final argument was, well, having good schools, I like paying property taxes for good schools because that increases my property value.
Oh, God.
Ugh. So heartbreaking.
They just weren't listening.
Now,
yeah.
Well, so this is where you see if a person is really, like, do they really believe these things, or are they just trying to make these rationalizations because they don't have a bunch of Xanax handy? Because they, you know, they know you're telling them the truth. They know there's no rational arguments against what they're saying. So I said, well, what if you figured out how much value you could add to your property just by withholding or shorting your property tax checks, the percent that goes to school every year for like 10 years, and then maybe you put in a pool or you build on a deck or you refinish your house or you redo your roof. Maybe you can increase your property value even more.
Or you educate your kid with that, or you give it to a charity where another person's child can be educated in a quality way.
Right.
That's a great way to do it. You've got, and I applaud you, Brett, for having that wherewithal and the quick thinking mind to be able to switch it around and say, well, look, you know, that's the mind of an economist right there, to say, look, there are other things you could be doing with your money that would improve your home, but you're not seeing these things.
Right. Yeah, what is seen and what is not seen.
A conversation that I don't want to be in, Brett, where I'm listening to somebody rationalize the psychological destruction of children because them paying for it can increase their property value by $1,000 a year.
It's like a slave owner.
It's really gross. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, Brett, did you have any final thoughts or any more questions?
Yeah, well, you know, one other thing I try and tell them, you know, it's just, you know, you're forced to put your kids into these schools because there's a couple in my town. I'm not sure if they've decided yet or if anything's been decided, but the government in my town, you know, they were really coming after this couple because, you know, they had their kid in the government schools, but just because this kid had missed so many days, I think it was last school year, I think like they said like over 50 days, you know, they kept their kid out of school. I don't know if it was purpose, probably on purpose and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were trying to say that, you know, it's child neglect or something like that because they were keeping their kid out of school so much. And they were really, you know, trying to throw all this jail time or some kind of penalties at this, you know, at this couple. And I thought this is one reason why I want to get my kid out of the public schools.
Wow.
Well, that's the government motto.
They're really trying to control you.
The government motto, if force doesn't work, try force.
Yeah, parallel between schools and jail. You're not at this place where you're forced to be, so let's put you in a different place where you're forced to be.
Exactly.
Brett, thank you so much for the call tonight. Thanks, we really appreciate your thoughts and insights. Okay, we've got some other calls on the line. Let's bring on John in Austin, Texas. He wants to talk about capitalism, the loaded term. Are you there, John?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you all hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Say hi to Emos for me down in Austin sometime, all right, man? I love that club.
Good music.
It's a great
there.
Place.
Yeah, it's a good one. Have you been to the Highball yet?
No, I plan to get down there when they have the World Horror Convention next year, man. I'll look for you.
Very nice. So, John, what's on your mind tonight? What are your thoughts about capitalism?
Well, no, you know, we're seeing how well it works.
Capitalism?
Yes.
So how do you define capitalism? Because we were just talking about this a little earlier tonight in the show, how that term was originated from Karl Marx, actually, who was a communist, right? And he used it as a kind of a pejorative thing. John, I think we're coming up on a break, but we're gonna hold you through and see what your thoughts are when we return. You can give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That is, of course, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we are Free Talk Live. We're coming back more with John. We're going to find out what he thinks about capitalism. Stick around. This is Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is Stephanie here with you.
And Gard.
And Brett.
And, of course, we are filling in for Mark and Ian. They are at a talk radio convention tonight. They've given us the keys to the studio, and we are having so much fun. I am so glad you gentlemen are here. Just one more time. And I need to let you all know about jurisdictionary.com. Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it is so easy, an average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at jurisdictionary.com. And, of course, you can check us out at freetalklive.com. Many ways to listen there, or maybe you're listening on the radio, as some of our callers are. And, gentlemen, we've had a lot of callers tonight. We're talking, of course, about liberty, talking about a voluntary society, and how things would work with no government, why there should be no government. And, of course, that has generated a lot of calls, provoked some questions from people. And let's see, before the break, we were talking with John in Austin, Texas. And John, are you still with us?
Yeah, sure I am.
Great. So we didn't really get to fully delve into your question before the break. I think you were had some thoughts about capitalism, and you were starting to tell us. So why don't you go on and continue with your thoughts?
Well, you would ask me how I would define capitalism. Mm-hmm. And it, basically, it's just a promise of corporations and the government that we all get up Monday morning and go to work. You know, what we've done is that we've turned currency, money, into the product, into the ultimate goal. How much of this little pieces of paper can you collect?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the paper itself has no intrinsic value.
Yes. Yeah, because they just keep creating more and more of it, right? And that dilutes the value of it.
Or something, but, you know, that's a whole different deal.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you have all this, and where we lost the ball, and I grew up in a manufacturing family, and where we lost the ball is we quit looking at the sustainability of our manufacturing and our corporation, of maintaining a sustainable environment that was competitive and fair. Profits are reasonable. I mean, if you go out and make a great product and provide service and please your customer, you should be compensated for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the question is, unfortunately, once we start getting into that, we have a lot of loaded terms that need definition. What is fair?
Right.
What is competitive? What is compensation? And on a purely economic aspect, one of the major problems with Karl Marx's thinking was that he believed that work inherently had some sort of value that could be dictated to the consumer. That
the labor value, theory of value.
Exactly. It was the labor theory of value. And just a quick economic lesson. It doesn't matter how much work you put into it. The consumer is the one who always calls the shots. So if the consumer finds no value in it, it's not worth anything. It doesn't matter how much I put into digging up a rock from the ground. If nobody wants to buy it, it's not worth anything. So when we talk about economics and we talk about capitalism and so on, we can talk strictly about capitalism, how it's become crony capitalism. The terminology now is perfect, there are attendant terms that once you start getting into it and your beliefs about how a market should work, really, the only thing you need to remember, in my view, is the valuation within a marketplace has to be subjective based on the value of the consumer. And only through the consumer expressing his decision to buy something from the seller, who can decide not to sell it as well. It's a two-way street. But only through their interaction can you come to some approximation of what valuation is within the market. And once that little moment comes, then it's gone. But people use that information, the price mechanism, of course, in economic parlance, they use that to then determine their own decisions for products like that. So you've got to allow individuals to make their own decisions within a marketplace about how to value things. Otherwise, that price mechanism is corrupted, and that's what government does. It always tries to corrupt the price mechanism.
My background is in healthcare investigation, and what destroyed insurance companies and the general health care is the government sets through Medicare and Medicaid the cost of health care. They put an artificial ceiling in there.
Yeah, and in addition to that, something we should mention is that in various states throughout the 1990s, hardcore left-wing statists imposed a policy prescription that was created in Washington, D.C. by members of the Democrat National Committee and spread all over the place to impose regulations on private health insurance companies to force them to accept people with pre-existing conditions. And that incentivized younger people to wait until after they got sick before they got their insurance, and it left sicker people retaining their policies, which drove prices through the roof. The entire miasma that we've got regarding health insurance prior to this Obamacare fiasco was caused and is only caused by government. In every other field in a marketplace, productivity gains lead to lower prices and more availability of products and services. But in medicine, because of the screw-up of government messing around with health insurance companies and HMOs growing out of a tax write-off thing that Ted Kennedy got written in the 70s, you know and I know that prices have been going through the roof. It needs to be privatized completely in order to fix it, and they're never going to do that. The Republicans aren't going to do it either.
And let's not forget, too, that we have this system, or there is the system already in this country, where more than 50 cents out of every healthcare dollar is already paid by the government. And
excellent
all the people
point.
With the most expensive, the most urgent, and the most frequent healthcare needs, the less fortunate, the seniors, and the veterans, are already on socialized medicine, and we can see how it's working at, you know, between 50% and 60% a socialized system. So
yep. the proof in the pudding is that we're ranked 30th in the world with regard to quality of health care.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know we've got so many other calls, Stephanie, but isn't it interesting, because here we are talking about concrete things to which we can point on a policy level, okay? And it's a talk show, a radio show. You're a great caller. You're bringing up some great stuff. And we can do a great job arguing about those things and bringing up history and so on. But we still need to address the philosophical underpinnings that push politicians to manipulate people to show someone who doesn't have health insurance, to say, we need to help this person. The gestalt mindset of saying that if government interferes with the private transaction of insurance seller and buyer, that will somehow make it better. If government takes money from Brett or from Stephanie and gives it to somebody else, that will make it better. We have to not only address the practical side of how it destroys the system, but the philosophical assumptions underlying all of this sort of emotion-driven stuff.
Absolutely.
Not the Band-Aid here.
Yes. And, John, any final thoughts tonight?
No, I'll let you guys go because it's getting toward the end of the show. Thank you for letting me have a little voice here.
We certainly appreciate your call, John. Thank you so much.
Make sure it's this time of year. It's beautiful right now.
Well, so is here in Keene, New Hampshire. And for all our people, listeners in Austin, too, check out those clubs, right? Gardner, what's your favorite spot?
I love Demos, man. That's where I got to see some great bands. Good stuff.
Indeed. All right, so I think we actually have another John on the line. John in New York, are you still there?
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Is this John?
Yes, this is John.
All right, what's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, I just want to tell a little bit of a story, maybe a quick bedtime story about the police department in my neighborhood.
Okay, well, we are actually coming up on a break, so I think we're going to hold you through and hear that story when we return. If you want to call us and share your thoughts, call us at 800-259-9231. Of course, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will return with John and hear his bedtime story very shortly. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back with more.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is Stephanie with you.
And Gard.
And Brett.
And we are, of course, having such a blast here in the studio as we launch into our final segment on the radio. We're filling in for Ian and Mark, who are away at a talk radio convention, and what a fun evening we've been having so far.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, very nice. So before the break, we were speaking with John in New York, and he was about to tell us a little bedtime story, as he put it. I hear this has something to do with some cops, so I hope this won't cause any nightmares to our listeners.
No, it won't. It's more like laziness. So okay. Yeah, I woke up in the morning, and I had to do an afternoon shift here on Saturday, and so I go to my car, I open the door, and sure enough, I see it looks like there's been a guest in my vehicle the night before.
Hmm.
You know, some things are thrown down from the visor, the glove box is open, there's, you know, some coins and, you know, a piece of jewelry I had in the glove box missing, unfortunately.
Ooh.
You know, so I figure, okay, I gotta go to work, and after work, I guess I'll just, you know, drop by the police station and, tell them what happened, and I'm sure they'll jump right on it and investigate and, you know, find out, you know, who's been stealing in our neighborhood. So sure enough, I drop by the police station, and I tell them, well, I want to report a theft. And they immediately try to unconvince me from reporting something and told me that, you know, a report is only for insurance or something like that. And I says, no, I want to, you know, report the crime so that, you know, maybe you can investigate it. So it basically wound up with them taking down, you know, my name and address and saying, okay, well, here's what we could do. If you'd like, we could send extra patrols through your neighborhood. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, great. So that way they can now rob me again when I roll through a stop sign in my own neighborhood because they'll be patrolling my neighborhood a little more actively.
Mm.
And they didn't want to find out precisely what was stolen, descriptions of the objects, you know, in case they catch someone or stop someone or
makes it
maybe send
to
someone down to a jewelry store, ask about a very unique piece of, you know, silver, you know, jewelry. No, they didn't care at all about what was.
Did you go around to the jewelry stores yourself?
No, I don't have the time to do that. You know, it's just an item, you know. You just overly, you know, mm-hmm. you move on.
John, but, John, that's such a good point that you made. I'm sorry, real quick, John, that's such a good point that you made, because we hear this rationalization from the police all the time. When they're shaking people down in a neighborhood, they say, oh, well, people in this neighborhood get robbed. We have reports of people getting robbed around here, right? Well, they don't look for your stuff. Yeah. It's such a great excuse for them to shake down other people who are not, you know, hurting anybody else. That's such a good point.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because in one of the towns near where I live, I recently heard that that 80% of the police department's revenue comes from enforcing things like speed traps and underage drinking and things like that.
Sure, sure.
And I, you know, I've known a couple people have had property crimes, and they just don't really seem too interested in investigating those. So
yeah, here, here in Long Island, we have the highest paid police officers in the nation. The average salary, I think I read, is up to about $125,000 a year. And that doesn't
wow.
even count their pensions and their health care bonuses and benefits. So it's just salary alone is about $125K on average for the average police officer who stays with the force, you know?
So they didn't give you anything reassuring, like if somebody drops your stuff off here with your name on it,
they did not take a description of what was taken. They didn't even write down what I was explaining to them was taken.
Wow.
They, they didn't even want to write it up. We'll send an extra patrol pass to your house. No, but what about if you find my stuff or you catch somebody or maybe you put out an alert and maybe have the burglary squad look into it. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what we pay them for? Isn't that what we're paying over $10,000 in property taxes a year here?
Yeah, protecting and serving.
Go look for myself when I get jacked from my own driveway.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, citizen. You must have misunderstood. That's not what we do.
Don't they have an obligation to serve?
No, no duty, actually. The Supreme Court has ruled over and over again, right, that there's no duty
apparently so. But they didn't want to take a report because they didn't want to come up with their crime statistics. That piano has happened over and over again in New York, where the desk sergeant tries to convince people not to claim it's a crime, not file a report, just will tell the guys on patrol to keep their eyes open, not write anything down, so it doesn't get put into the computer as a crime. Break-in happening in my neighborhood.
Unbelievable.
They look at bureaucrats.
I never even thought about that. That's a great point, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it happens the whole time here in New York.
Is that all that was on your mind tonight, John?
That's it. That's my full bedtime story about how to find your stolen stuff.
Yeah, thanks, John. We do appreciate your call. Thanks for sharing that story. So, wow, have you guys ever had an experience like that?
I actually have run into something where, my car, while I was at work, was parked behind some bushes, plain daylight. Somebody tried to break into my car. They jacked out the lock on the driver's side, tried to get on the passenger side, and it was parked right in front of an ATM that had a camera in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I said to the cop who came by to handle the call, I said, "Hey, you might want to contact the credit union that runs that because you know it's possible that." There could have been some video taken. I don't know how often they take shots, whether it's just while it operates or... He didn't even look at the thing. So eventually it was up to me the next time that the guy came over to handle it. I actually spied him, and I went over to the guy who handles the ATM, and I said, hey, the customer. And so it turned out that they didn't take any pictures or anything like that until somebody was actually using it. But, you know, the cop wasn't even interested in that.
Such a shame, too, because cops, like teachers, there probably are, a lot of people who have the right intentions who get into that line of work, be it education or law enforcement, because they have a genuine interest in helping people or trying to keep society safe or, you know, enriching children. And then they just find themselves drowning in all of this bureaucratic nonsense. And, wow, there's really no – it's like all of the incentives are against me. You know, getting into this profession for what I learned this profession was for when I was six. Because
that's a great point. If they were to go into an alternative sort of a field where it was private and they can actually, you know, be part of a free market system, look at Disney security or something like that,
But that's our training, too. Like, if you want to be a teacher, you work in the government schools, and if you want to help keep people safe, you put on a blue costume.
Right.
You know?
It's a perfect point. Absolutely right.
Indeed. And we're actually coming up on the end of the show, but gentlemen, is there anything else like you really wanted to get out tonight to our radio audience who are listening live?
Oh, yeah. Well, one thing I want to mention is everybody, if you get a chance, look up the new Killing Joke song, In Excelsis, on YouTube. The video is amazing, and it's all about freedom in excelsis. It's incredible. And also, read The Hunger Games. Go to Amazon.com. Amazon.freetalklive.com and get The Hunger Games trilogy. The Hunger Games. It is awesome. Get it. Believe me.
Indeed.
That's all I'm saying.
And I'll just plug my website before we go off air here, schoolsucksproject.com. Please check out our podcast. I would really look forward to some new people downloading it, listening to it, sending me some feedback, coming onto our website. We've got forums going there. That would really be great. I look forward to having some new listeners and getting some new feedback.
Some fresh meat, indeed.
Fresh meat.
Yes, indeed. I'm a carnivore. Yeah, and it is so good when you hear what Brett has to do and the way he structures everything. It's like, it's amazing. It's great. And cool, because you could, like, listen to him anywhere.
Absolutely.
Like, I'd be in a hotel in Nottingham, England, and I got my Wi-Fi connection. Oh, I get a podcast from Brett, and let's do it on the plane. On the way home. This is pretty cool, man.
Well, that's the thing about podcasts. I mean, I really think, we're on the radio right now, of course, but I really think, like, the future of audio content is on the web, really. I mean, because there are just so many people, amazing people out there who have podcasts, and they have insight and skills that nobody else has. And so they're putting that content out there, and people are learning from it. People are getting free courses online. I mean, we talk about education, right, with School Sucks. I mean, there are some people who are releasing whole courses online, and people can get an education all for free.
Yeah.
The wonders of the internets.
and really, for folks who aren't familiar with School Sucks, it really is like a course. It is just because, I don't want to butter you up or whatever, Brett, but, he's got just an incredible breadth and depth of knowledge and a way to express it that is unique, I think, to anybody in podcasts. Stefan Molyneux does a great job as well, and Brett and Stefan are just like the titans of this sort of approach. It's very, very good stuff. And, there's lots of really good porn on the internet, too. So, no,
you're right.
There you go.
That's fine. I don't consider that buttering up. We should all talk to politicians. Like, talk to each other like politicians. Love your show, Garvey. I love Pork Therapy as well. And it was great working with you guys.
Indeed. We've had a fun night. Mark and Ian will return on Monday and Sunday night, which is tomorrow.
After we untie them.
Dale will be on the show. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe and have fun. This has been Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.